lean against.
Can't be gay and write poetry.
I think you'll find when I read. I think you'll find that it actually helps quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And then what's stopping you?
I've traded my gay for poetry powers for gay for fighting games powers. So what happens?
Oh, real.
Yeah. You can only be gay in one aspect of your life.
Fighting games are for straight
either having gay sex, doing poetry.
Well, you can't have gay sex and do poetry.
No.
Poets aren't getting fucking laid. You were getting laid in the alt lit shit though, weren't you?
The gay
you must,
sex.
You must have got laid off alt lit.
The gay sex definitely ups the poetry. It's it's there was a lot of sex shit going on. And,
yeah. Do you ever fuck Caroline Carraway?
She was a latecomer to this scene. She was like way afterwards. A lot of non-consensual shit going on as well.
Oh yeah, I'm sure the poets were fucking raping each other.
Oh gosh, yeah, yeah. Lots of fart pieces generated.
Because it's all fucking Bob Dylan guys, isn't it? It's all fucking Whit Nails.
No, not this talk again. You're gonna make me very upset. Yes.
I mean, yeah, you were dancing with the Whit Nails.
So whiff nailing it up, getting bitches whiff nailed.
Yeah, wearing a trench coat.
No, I don't have the shape for a trench coat. I don't have the.
You'd look a bit too sort of Silent Bob in a trench coat.
yeah. I'd look like a flasher. No, I couldn't wear a trench coat.
Yeah, that's right. You'd look like a flasher if you wore a trench coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd look like just a regular, handsome person. Mm-hmm. Just a handsome podcaster.
Sex machine.
Do you feel you've been on a bit of a bender, Joss? You've been like,
what did you just call me?
you've been burning the candle on both ends.
All recently. Three ends.
Yeah.
I took a trip to little Spain and Brighton.
Yeah.
It was fucking real. The Spanish get so much more lit than us.
Yeah. I imagine they do. I can picture that for sure.
Why is it with Spanish men? What is that? They're, look, they've got chins like bricks, and they wear fruity little earrings. They were all wearing fruity little earrings.
Yeah.
They're fucking oof.
Race mixing.
Oof. Those Spanish boys were something else.
It's race mixing.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's a heavy combination.
The bitches. I mean, sorry, the bees. The bees were fine, but although there was one Spanish girl. She was you know the sort that are like little and plucky, like dark skin, like a almost on her brow but not quite.
Uh-huh.
Like chirpy, she started fucking showing off her gains.
Hell yes,
it was so fucking good. God, she was fine as fuck.
Oh shit, no, that's dangerous.
Yeah, she started flexing in the middle of the party.
Yeah, that's
the
shit.
Poses and shit.
Oh no, oh no, I wouldn't be able to contain myself. I'd be barking like a dog.
It's a little me on what was we on? We had some, we crushed some kind of pill and snorted it. Fucked on a cocaine.
Some kind of pill?
Yeah.
Is any old pill?
Turned our noses blue. some kind of cocaine. There's a cocaine. Some mandy. Spoke some weed. We had tequila. Mushrooms.
That famous Spanish drink.
Yeah, the mushrooms. It was a fucking great night.
So I always get like a little concerned for you. Like, I'm always like, you should be sleeping and like drinking plenty of water and shit. I hope I've toned that down a bit over time, haven't I?
Yeah, I think so. Because you see what joy de vivre brings me, right? Yeah. You might little nappies. I need 24-hour,
yeah.
24 hours of I never get bad. Like I never.
Yeah, I think I'm beginning to realize that. You know, it's weird because
it refills my batteries.
You look great. You look great today. Because
heroin like, chic, we call it.
Because I came through on Friday before you went out partying, I had a couple beers, just after work, and you were looking just a little bit down in the dumps, weren't you? You were
I was a little bit glum.
a little bit glum. It's been a
Yeah.
long
It's all about
week.
texting my fucking ex. That's how
Yeah,
fucking glum. Fucking whore.
yeah. You know, and then my first thought is to be like, maybe you should just like get a full 8 hours and like just drink some water. And instead, you stay up for 24 hours doing mushrooms and blow, and you look great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
If that was me, I'd be like, I'm going to kill myself. Joss, I'm ending it all. This is it. This is
I
it.
had bitch, I had bitches, bitches from Guatemala telling me I got beautiful eyes, telling me I smelled good.
Oh shit, hitting all the buttons, hitting all the right buttons.
I'm on this. I'm on a new smell regime. I got it from this girl, that one of the girls that I was telling you about earlier. Just a fuck ton of patchouli, fuck ton of
Patchouli.
patchouli. Mixed it with some other neutral oil.
No wonder you're drawing a bunch of Spanish hoes
Yeah,
to you.
yeah, yeah, yeah,
Like,
yeah. Shit's
yeah.
good.
Covered in Spanish fly like Bill Cosby. What is Spanish fly? Is that isn't it's not a scent. It's a
No, it's some kind of aphrodisiac herb, right? Spanish fly.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Like a horny goat weed.
It's in the same realm as horny goat weed, yeah.
Yeah, the kind of
Yeah.
stuff that you used to be able to buy at like corner shops and stuff. There was like that concoction with like the bull on it. There's like a what was that shit called? I don't know.
I can't remember.
It came in like what looked like a condom packet. It's like one of those packets that had like two pills in it or some
Oh,
shit.
they still sell that shit in like club toilets, like go pills.
Yeah.
They still that like Volks the other day had a selection of go pills. No, it wasn't Volks. It was Fortuna War had a selection of go pills.
That's right. They will like have those in the fucking coin operated machine in like bathrooms and shit, right? Next to
And they only had fucking weird condoms.
Breath mints and
It was only like
flavored condoms.
they only sold two kinds of condoms. They sold the so they basically say so thin they'll get her pregnant, or there were ones that were like both bobbly and ribbed at the same fucking time.
No, hold up.
The fucking cunt ripper. Cunt ripper 5000.
Wait, how concerned do you think I am about her pleasure exactly? Calm down.
Can you
I'm
imagine
just
sliding one of those fucking things on? This fucking Dalek on the end of your dick.
it's for you, baby.
Your
It's for
pleasure.
your pleasure. So I'm a gentleman like that. I don't even care about busting. It's all from my queen. They still do
It's
that.
great.
I don't go to like fucking clubs and shit anymore, so I don't go to club bathrooms. They're the worst place on earth. So I'm pretty fucking glad I don't have to.
Now, what's the point in, the bathrooms where they got an attendant, right? You got an attendant
That
selling
was my next
lollipops.
question.
You
Yeah,
got
yeah, yeah.
an African guy selling lollipops. But they don't clean the fucking toilet.
No.
They don't clean the fucking toilet. The toilet
No.
was fucking disgusting.
No, it stays
Yeah,
disgusting.
yeah, yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So what's
I don't know. Is it like a tithe? You just like pay them for being in the worst place on earth? Being like,
It sucks for you,
yeah. You just your job is to sit there and endure the pain of being in a club on a Friday night surrounded by ten of the same faced white boys in like tight slacks and like ill-fitting button up shirts
But
with
you
the
wish you were back
top
in
button.
Rwanda now, bitch.
Things were so much better in Rwanda.
In Rwanda, they didn't talk about the Rwandan genocide. They talk about the folks' toilets.
Oh shit.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling fine, feeling funky, fresh, and free.
Yeah.
It's just my legs hurt. I don't know
Yeah.
why my legs hurt.
Oh yeah. Well, that's see that I don't have to ever be concerned about. Like I don't get random pains.
I feel like I've run like 10 miles. I did a fair bit of dancing. Did some dancing. Mm-hmm. Did some of that Spanish clappy clappy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you gotta like bounce your hips for that, right? Yeah.
And then one person's doing that,
yeah.
And you can do like crossword.
And
it's like, yeah, it was good.
Joss is so proud of that.
Yeah, no, the whole fucking room turned around. Yeah. They all put down their drinks and they gave me a fucking look.
Who's this quirked up white person with the sauce? Are they bussing it down sexual style? Speaking of quirked up white boys with the sauce, we watched The World God Only Knows.
The World God Only Knows.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I've got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
One of the life lessons that was it called The World God Only Knows sought to teach us.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hear your opinion on this.
All right.
The mouth is purely ornamental, unnecessary for playing games.
Okay.
Discuss.
Oh, shit. You were paying attention. All right. So the World God Only Knows is about this fucking nerd, Keima Katsuragi, who gets wrapped up in like this quest to hunt down stray spirits from the underworld that inhabits cute girls. And he exercises those demons by making the girls fall in love with them, with him.
Well, they don't have to fall in love. He just has to trick them into making out with him.
He has to trick them into falling in love. And they're pure and innocent Japanese girls, so they only kiss when they're like deeply in love.
The first bitch just fell into him. He got a freebie. He tripped her up. She fell into him.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Loophole. There you go. Yeah, yeah, you either have to make them fall in love or you have to, like,
rape
you know.
I
was just going to say kneecap them.
No, rape is worse than kneecapping. I was thinking about this the other day, right? So here's a plot for a movie, okay? Do you want to hear my plot for a movie?
Okay, go ahead.
There's lots of films, right, about AIs getting worrying. Have you seen? You've seen how fucking the careerists have been using AI to identify targets in fucking Gaza, Palestine.
Yeah.
They identified something like 37,000 what they called low level targets.
Yeah.
And in these low level targets, they were allowed to they allowed for 2 to 3 civilian casualties. To get the guy who brings the tea for the Hamas meetings, like
right,
yeah. Most people, like, if you make an AI movie, the AI starts. So we've already crossed over this boundary here of because that's the whole point of fucking artificial intelligence, was it's one rule, was it's not allowed to hurt people.
It's yeah,
not allowed to kill people.
Sure.
Right?
Laws of robotics.
Now, so you get we've seen a lot of movies where the AI. Takes gains self control and starts winning on people, starts killing people,
yeah,
starts destroying the human race,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. You're the real virus. Mm.
We've seen those movies before.
Sure.
What's worse than murder?
I think I know what you're going.
What would the feminists say is worse than murder?
It's just a purely feminist position. I don't know.
It is. That's what the feminists say. The feminists say that taking matters into your own hands is worse than murder. Now,
yes,
wouldn't that make a fucking great movie? Fucking AI powered robots with fucking thunder robococks start just like raping the protagonist's daughter. those robot police dogs they've got in the NYC subway, on the New York subway, just start fucking the shit out of homeless guys. That's my movie.
Oh, is that like the daring idea? Mm-hmm. Very, very challenging, transgressive content there.
There can be trans raping it as well.
Okay.
Keeping it all inclusive. Trans robots. transgender robots. rape the fuck out of Chelsea Clinton.
Oh dear. think anime may have beaten you to the punch on that one.
No. Right. They got rape robots?
Have they? I think that's an entire sub-industry, an entire sub-genre right there. Let's get into...
That's what I've been thinking about this week.
Get into the doujins for a second. There's a... If you were to dip your toe in the world of, like, erotic doujins, one that I would recommend is...
Was it doujin again?
It's a fan-made comic. It's one called Better Than Sex, it's called. And it goes
better
some interesting,
than sex, worse than murder.
It goes some interesting places and has some interesting discussions about consent as well. Mm-hmm. So it's
they say it's not about sex; it's about power. Which why
it's about
in an AI uprising to take the power back from humans. What more could you use to subjugate the humans under your power?
Very powerful tool.
Yeah.
Concocted by an AI simply looking for the easiest course.
They calculated the quickest course to power called calculated AI. Oh, this movie's got legs.
Oh gosh. Well, with the way that the film industry is, I don't know, maybe your dream will come true someday.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying about the film industry?
I'm saying you'd fit right in, given your heritage.
Maltese film industry is big then, huh?
Yes, yeah. Yes, your Maltese heritage, right? Yes, that's what I meant. I'm sure someone in your immediate family will be able to throw some coins your way.
There's no coins in my fucking family. That's how you fucking, this is where you got it wrong.
All right. I'll try.
There's only one careerist left in the family, and she seems to be trucking.
Hell of a career.
Yeah.
Hell of a career. Mouths are unnecessary for playing games. Now, I think that one sort of stumped me as well. I'm not sure, like, if it was something to do with these games are played via reading text. So even if, like, the characters did not have mouths to speak with, you could, like, read whatever it is that they're thinking or saying via text. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's what he was referring to.
I know he was talking about how... Because that bitch, the library bitch, wouldn't talk. She was too retarded.
Yeah.
For books.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't remember. Anyway, yeah, I thought that was an interesting point to make. It was a very wizardly movie, wasn't it?
It's very.
He had no desire for these bitches. He had no desire for a bitch.
No, it was completely like a cold, calculating. He's like a human AI, so to speak.
Mm.
Built for conquest, the god of conquest, he calls himself. So this guy, Keima Katsuragi, his credentials, it gets him involved in this, like, a game of search and destroy against the demons of the underworld is the fact that he's like a master visual novel gamer. He's got like he's constantly on his...
He built his own Gunopticon for
yeah. Oh, you watched all of the episodes. Impressive. Episode. Yeah. Impressive. Nice. He's constantly on his PSP playing one visual novel or another.
Now, what does PSP stand for?
It stands for PlayStation Portable.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's boring.
did you think it stood for something else?
That's why I'm asking you.
I think it stands for PlayStation Portable.
That's definitely the funniest answer. Thank you for coming to our podcast.
Sorry, carry on. What did you think it stood for?
Personal.
Mm-hmm.
No, PlayStation.
Yeah.
Portable.
Yeah. You take the PlayStation with you wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a portable device for playing PlayStation games on. Yeah.
Well, and they got these now in Japan.
They got them. Oh, well, yeah.
They got
just in Japan, actually. I don't think it really took off anywhere else.
Really is a...
Because we don't have much of a market for visual novels over here.
So they got the Vidya games on the go.
Mm-hmm.
Play them, what, you can play them on the train?
On a train, on a plane, any form of transportation, basically.
Mm. Fighter jet.
I'm trying to come up with alternative names for the PSP now. I feel inadequate.
Pedo-si-pedo.
All right, you're rocking the PSP on the train. You see another guy with a PSP. Briefly look up, be like, right, I see you. Which 12-year-old are you seducing?
Okay. Now you're podcasting.
I was thinking of something along the lines of pasta. Pasta. Pasta stuffed pussy. It's like a cannoli. It's like a, yeah.
I've never eaten food out of a vagina.
No, that's a terrible thing to do. Sounds awful. But
someone,
I don't know, if you got like if you got like a really wide cannoli, you can like use it as like a makeshift speculum, perhaps, in some
cannolis are rough.
Dystopian future. Yeah, well, you know, obstetrician gynecology is rough. It's a rough trade. Yeah.
If you were gonna I saw an advert in Dalston the other day, like on the side of a like bus stop for a new kind of speculum.
Did you go what?
Yeah. I'm fucking kidding.
They were advertising speculums on the
yeah,
side.
Yeah, yeah.
Of, is it like a amateur speculum, like a fun time speculum? Like just a speculum for the fellas.
I could not figure out why it was there on this bus stop in Dalston.
Does Dalston have a bunch of gynecologists?
The only thing I could think was that some marketing agency based in Dalston got hired to advertise these fucking speculums, and they had to spend a certain amount of budget on fucking adverts, so they just like stick one here.
Was it like some sort of ironic attempt at advertising something that isn't a speculum?
No, it was. I had a good look, because then it was in that area, you know, where suddenly every single restaurant and bar has an ironic name.
I like
you know, like the fancy wine store is called Piss.
The Japanese restaurant is just one letter shy of spelling the N-word.
Yeah, that place. Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and it was around there. This advert for a new kind of speculum. It's talking about, you know, speculums haven't changed for hundreds of years.
How could you detect how the function of this speculum was different from...
I mean, it seemed to be made of plastic, I think.
Okay, so you don't have... like a cold ass metal in your coochie.
I mean, plastic's still cold.
Well, yeah, not as cold as like metal, though.
No, I suppose.
You pop it in a microwave, get it nice and toasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't pop a melt speculum in the microwave.
No. Mm-hmm. Don't try that at home, folks.
If you had to eat one food out of a vagina, what food would it be?
If I had to eat one food out of a vagina,
You can go back for seconds if you like.
I don't know, tamarind.
Tamarind.
Yeah.
Can you I've never had the sort of heavily caramelized tamarind that you put in a pad thai.
Yeah, fresh tamarind. I'm liking this idea actually. Oh, hold up. It would be deeply unpleasant.
Tamarind is that a citrus fruit, a tamarind?
No, it's sort of like...
it's like a plum, isn't it? Is it plummy?
Not quite. It's like a seed, that is like enfolded in like a juicy, like a sweet, savory kind of meat. It's, yeah, I like to bring a little bit of Caribbean to the bedroom, you know, put a little Scotch bonnet on the pussy, get some tamarind in there.
Wait, hold up.
If we're really going all out, and like I'm getting the jerk sauce out, like some wings on the sides.
Oh, chicken wings out of a fucking pussy. Are you kidding? This is where you're going.
No.
This is what you bring to choose to represent.
The wings are on the side. I'm Evan to Wings on the Sides and Pussy Stuff Tamarind. Yeah.
Right.
If I would never do it though, but in answer to your hypothetical question.
Form an orderly queue, pussy havers. Pussy having bitches.
Pussy having bees.
Mm-hmm. Bees. We talk about bees.
Yeah. I've given up bitches. I'm saying bees now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We gotta save the bees.
Mm-hmm.
Save the bees from me. I'm done bumbling.
You're done bumbling.
I'm done bumbling.
Yeah. How would you summarize your what's it been a month? Month fumbling on Bumble?
Maybe 2 months? A month and a half, 2 months, something like that.
How would you summarize this? How would you summarize this chapter in the life of a young artist?
It's pretty awful. I think I've mentioned this before.
Portrait of an artist as a young cuck.
At this age, you know, you're like swiping, you're scrolling, you're seeing a bunch of people your age. And you think to yourself, oh my God, you fucked up.
This one is fat. This one is fat. This one is fat.
You really messed up, you fucking 35-year-old. If no one's dating you now, then you're fucking, you're done. You are done, so I'm sorry for your terrible state. And then I swipe left and I'm like, you're disgusting. You're disgusting. And it doesn't take very many swipes until you realize that's me. I'm just thinking about me. I'm that
You're not
person.
Disgusting.
I'm that failure. I'm that.
You're disgusting. You go to the gym.
Thank you.
You could use a haircut more often.
Yes.
But you're not disgusting at all.
Damn, Josh telling me to get a haircut. Yeah, I do need to go to the barber soon. That's true.
Hey, Mosake. Simple.
Oh yes, top me up. Go right ahead. But when one bumbler strays, another takes their place, or so I've heard.
She said a sake mishap. A sake mishap, bro. re-downloaded Bumble and updated my pictures, you know, they're all up to date. The first thing that happened was the fucking AI got me and said, "You're not this bitch." And I was
like, "Yeah, you know."
Unlike a lot of fucking other tunes, I don't heavily edit my photos.
You don't do the cat ears. No, face tune in.
No. I don't face tune. I crop them. I crop them. I click auto on the levels thing, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "This bitch isn't you." I said, "This bitch isn't you." And,
So you had to do like the verification photo thing, right?
I don't know. I did that a while ago.
Uh-huh. And then they were like, "This doesn't
this
match
new
up.
Bitch ain't you." Yeah.
Huh.
Fuckers, I had to email them. And they were like, "Oh, so sorry, so sorry." And sort it out. Which I was surprised by, because you go through that the fucking endless sort of decision tree to fucking nowhere, customer service decision tree to nowhere. But I follow the fucking tree, got it back on.
The worst visual novel ever.
I get back in and there's no fucking bitches. There's no bitches. There are loads of bitches
that satisfy your size criteria.
There are loads of bitches, but they're all fucking fat. Now, and I said to you this the other day, but I'll say it again. I'm the kind of bitch that will...
Big bees.
Some days I'll get home and I'll have like 3 sticks of celery for my dinner.
It's not great.
And
it's the worst kind of vegetable.
How much? How much do you have to eat to like on a regular fucking basis to be as big as some of these fat bitches? Most of these fat bitches, they're all on there. How much? How am I gonna have to change my lifestyle? Am I gonna have to be cooking meals for her while I have my 3 sticks of celery just to keep her fucking feed me, feed me, and I'll shock your dick.
you're thinking like 3-4 steps ahead. All you gotta feed him is the salam. Mm-hmm. All you gotta feed him is the shalom. Mm-hmm.
It's a fresh Maltese salam.
All you gotta
yes,
the old Jewish deli, straight out the Jewish deli counter. All you gotta do is make sure that they don't bite it off of your body.
Have I told you the story about my granddad? in one of his first jobs when he got to England. So he told fucking great stories. So he came from Malta with nothing but a coat and a fiver.
Oh, hold up! This was the grandfather that exploded frogs in his spare time.
Yeah. Back on Malta. Yeah.
Sure. Go on.
Yeah. So came to the UK with nothing but a coat and a fiver, and got picked up by some guy. He slept on a bench, and then some guy came and said, "Come stay with us." And one of his first jobs was smuggling salami into a Jewish hospital for all the Jewish men.
It runs in the family.
Yeah, we're a family of salami smugglers.
Wait. So, what? Your granddad was a haram dealer. He was
whatever the opposite of kosher is.
He was
a hospital porter, which made him no money. But what made him the real money was smuggling salamis to these fucking dying Jewish men.
Hell yeah! Just on their deathbed, they just wanted to suckle on a sweet salami.
Who fucking does it? Everyone loves a fucking salami.
I just want to
salam. I eat him.
I just want to throat a fix salam before I bite the dust and go to neither heaven nor hell.
Yeah. go to the business opportunity in the sky. Where were we?
So I've given up I've tapped out of the dating game, but you're fresh in
I've got the
dating pool.
I've got the spring jumpies. I mean, I don't think I'm gonna do this fucking Bumble shit. I need to meet someone in the meat space, I think. I've come close a couple of times. The bee from the Guatemalan bee from Friday was turned out to be more and more fucking insane as the night went on.
All
her stories would end with people being burned alive. I'm fucking kidding. She told another story about how they ate fucking raw Amanita muscaria, which will fucking kill you.
No, that's poisonous.
Poisonous. And some guy they were in the woods. And they lost their friend, and then they found their friend, and he was slumped over. He was slumped over a tree, and he said the tree took his legs and ran away, and he's never been able to walk again since.
Could have been the poison mushroom.
Well, that's what I said. The other Spanish guy. The Spanish guy that told like this. He was like, "Hey, you believe that? It's fucking stupid, eh?" And I was like, "Well, you know, I don't believe that. As this bitch says, that the tree took his legs and walked away. But you've eaten a fucking poisonous mushroom." He's like, "Oh, you English are so polite."
Just swallow a fistful of Amanita muscaria and be like, "Oh, I'm seeing God right now."
It's nice to know there's one she can tap out there. I mean, so out of these bitches in, if you were a 15-year-old schoolboy, which of the bitches in the world, God only knows, which one was your type?
Which one would I trick into falling in love with me?
That's the one, yeah. He also kind of roofies them because they don't remember kissing him afterwards. That was another thing that happened this weekend. Yeah. Was that one of our friends roofied us? So we had to take her home.
Ideal situation, to be honest, just be completely forgotten after you get this bitch head over heels for you, just fuck off into the night, and never be remembered again. That's as far as anime tropes and a waifus go, I'm a diehard Ojo-sama fan.
That's the
rich ladies.
Yeah.
Imperious, yeah. Arrogant.
You know, you know as well that that's exactly the bitch that would have fucking.
Oh really? Is that
been pulling around in a fucking car?
Oh yeah. No, that sounds like a fair pastime for me, definitely. What I was curious about was whether this anime has given you any solid advice for the dating game, because it is a game, isn't it?
Tell me about how it's a game.
Pay attention, fellas. So Keima Katsuragi, the protagonist of this anime, he's got W Riz, as they say. He's got he's the Rizzler. He's got top Riz, and the reason for that, the reason he has Riz is because he's played so many visual novels that he's become the king of seducing bitches, basically.
The Rizzler.
Yeah. So, in all of his conquests, have you drawn any significant advice?
Pretend you're into the bullshit that they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Nicky pretends he's into sports. Make sure. Oh, actually, have a magical bitch that can make them all wear make them all run in panties instead of.
Oh right, she does that, doesn't she?
He's deeply autistic. He's they're not doing sports. They're not wearing skimpy undies.
He's got the autism superpower of he's basically the smile from Ping Pong for Bag and Hose. Mm. It's another anime about the power of autism.
But pretend you're into whatever bullshit they're up to. Neg the fuck out of them. That's how Bags the Librarian.
Yeah,
just negging the shit out of them.
Just a massive.
So starts telling me he's baka.
Yo.
There was not a single Oni-chan.
Even though it was all about.
There's the whole stepsister thing.
Yeah, but there is. That's the little subversion. That's the game that it plays. Keima's sidekick throughout his conquests is Erosi, who is an adorable demoness tasked with tracking down these spirits run amok from hell. And in order to stay as close as possible to the person who is going to get this job done, she decides to manipulate his extremely dense mother into believing that she's his sister. She's up there.
I forgot that she completely goes and breaks their fucking home.
Yeah.
Like she immediately kicks out this kid's dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The family gets over that pretty quickly.
Yeah, not very hard at all. And the phrase that she uses to refer to him each time is Kamini-sama. Yeah.
Which, what does that mean?
It's like the dub. I remember checking out the dub once. They translated it as divine older brother.
Oh yeah, that's what they said. That's what they say.
You watch the dub?
No. They say it in the sub.
Right.
She calls him the Divine One or Divine Older Brother.
Yeah. So that's instead of calling him Oni-sama, she says Kamini-sama.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they did slip it in.
Yeah.
There's one thing I wanted to ask you. You got anything to say about the closing sequence, the end credits?
Shout outs to Jerry Mains.
Yeah. For the straight folks among us, what does that mean? Just describe for us the closing credits.
For the straight folks such as Joss, the closing credits is a sequence where all of the girls in the anime they tread around in various colors of paints while the camera lingers on their paint covered feet.
Mm-hmm, the little toesies. Yeah.
Yeah, it's real special.
Mm-hmm, they're squelching, they're frolicking. Yeah. And it's all the girls from the anime, they're all together.
Yeah.
There's a little.
I think. As far as the subject matter of the anime and the comedy it goes for, it's actually quite tame. I don't think it's overly fetishistic beyond playing with the tropes of anime and moe and such. There's no egregious pantsu shots Do You Love Your Mother and her two-hit multi-target attacks. Yeah.
Comes close to it every now and then, but
yeah, just, but they're very boring. Very respectful about it.
Yeah, it was a very respectful anime.
Very respectful. But these are not real women. I think is the lesson behind the anime. These are women that are made to fulfill like this nerd's fantasy of mm-hmm. what women should be, and the only reason, the only impetus that he has to like get up and go and fulfill his mission is if these women conform to the idea that he has of what women should be based on the video games mm-hmm. he plays. Mm-hmm. Right,
he gets very upset if they're not behaving exactly to character.
Is a very rigid philosophy about the real world and video
games.
Got
a rigid philosophy for you right here,
and how video games are superior to real world. Can you recall the episode where the focus is the idol girl?
I can, yeah.
Yeah, Elsie is really into this idol, Kanon, and
from the band Citron.
Yeah, what was the knowing nod there?
Nothing. I paid attention.
I thought you'd be
proud of me.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. I was talking. You keep telling me talk about the anime. Don't masturbate on mic.
I thought for a second that you knew something that perhaps I thought you may not know.
No.
Okay, let me give you a little insider info. Mm-hmm. Back in the 1980s, when the Lolicon boom emerged, one of the more popular magazines that catered to this was a magazine called Lemon People.
Okay.
So it's quite possible that her band right, Citron okay. is a reference to
got it,
to okay. this.
Okay, that's a deep cut. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if we ever got to Japan, we gotta go to one of those fucking idol concerts.
We gotta go to an idol concert.
Yeah, it'd be fucking funny, wouldn't it? With all those fucking dudes, I wanna be in amongst them. I wanna smell them.
Hell yeah! No, absolutely. Yeah, we're gonna get some deep whiffs. Yeah, no doubt.
I wanna smell them. I wanna wave the little sticks. I wanna do that shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab a bunch of idol fan sticks for sure. Yeah, you know, wave them around, crack them open, make them glow. Yeah, up for it, absolutely.
Sick.
So Elsie is admiring this idol Kanon, and she's like, "Look, Kama, isn't she cute?" And Kama's like, "You fucking imbecile. You retards. You think I'd go for this kind of shit? Let me tell you what I believe."
Yeah, what do you believe it?
And then they do this cutaway gag to him wearing a particular uniform, standing in, on
a
podium.
I do remember this. Yeah. That was fucking sick.
He's in full-on fucking Hitler regalia, like addressing an audience, doing the Hitler salute.
They do the old Roman handshake.
They've got the red armbands on, and he's like, 2D women are superior to 3D.
This was some Wiz Chan shit.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Some like deeply incel,
deeply wizardry pursuits. No, not incels.
Deeply unserious. But that's what I like about it. It's a very funny show. Did you think it was funny? Did you laugh?
Did I laugh? No, I did not laugh.
Not once you watched it all with just a straight analytical face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stroking my chin. I mean, I was tripping for much of for some of it.
Much didn't help you laugh at the absurd comedy of this.
No, I didn't. I didn't laugh. Shit, for a while I thought I didn't laugh on my own, but I do laugh on my own. I do laugh on something. For me. I've been laughing at these Aki Kurosumaki films.
Yeah.
Deeply Kurosumaki pilled.
Yes, the Finnish art film fair is funnier than the world God only knows. It's like it's this way.
Would you believe it?
You prick.
This guy fucking rules, I'm telling you. Apparently he's like the biggest thing in Finland. They got shit going on there.
This arc is gonna bury our podcast. I think this anime, I really like this show. It's got like just this
you really like the show.
I do. I think it's hilarious. I think it's very funny. I think the ideas of the spouses are fucking ridiculous, and it knows that. Mm. It doesn't try to convince you that that this is a real or desirable. It's a send up. It's sort of a love letter to the kind of people who are obsessed with like categorizing these tropes.
And you think like, it loves him? It's not taking the piss out of him in that case.
What?
But you don't think he's the butt of the joke?
I think that's required. Being an otaku is like having a refined sense of irony that is constantly taking the piss out of yourself and the things that you love. At least that used to be the case. I'm convinced that more and more being an otaku means like taking all of this shit for gospel. And like, if the world does not offer you the divine truths that that anime conveys, then it is the world that is wrong. Mm-hmm. It's the world that needs to be corrected through incel violence or whatever else. Mm.
Do you know what incel violence? Are they causing trouble, these incels?
I don't know. I think there's like there's a whole bunch of like patriarchal violence that is being categorized under the umbrella of incel online. I mean, because I'm not sure because we're
just online though.
Online and those spaces in the real world that intersect with online, like journalism. The other deeply unserious trades, because I think we're unable to.
But like, it's not like I mean, these insults are all pathetic, harmless, laughable characters, right? They never hurt anyone in real life, right?
Until they do, and then we have to like exist in this. Oxymoronic bubble where these people are laughable and ridiculous, but they're also capable of like of murder, and it twists this idea in your head of like how you're supposed to perceive men and.
I don't really know where I'm going with this. Like pretending that I've forgotten that Elliot Rodgers exists and shit. I thought I was working on something, but
it's hard to deny. Though. It's hard to disregard.
They're harmless, really, right?
I'm sorry.
They're harmless, really. Like,
they're harmless. They're laughable. They're comical, but they will also rape and murder.
Oh, really. Guys, listeners, now cows, fellas of the now cow community, don't be raping and murdering when you could be. What's the most times you've jerked off in a day? When was the last time you jerked off multiple times in a day? I think I've probably done twice in a day in the last year, but not more than that.
I told you about my rediscovery of lube recently. It sure works pretty well.
Frantic awakening.
Yeah, just like just making sweet love to myself in like ways I'd never imagined. It's pretty good. It's good sex.
Didn't one of our friends get you a prostate stimulator for Christmas once?
Yes, that's right. deeply unserious present. It was made of plastic.
And what do you expect it to be made of?
Silicon.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. It was like
with that sharp seam down it.
Yes. Like, ha ha! Thanks so much. Very, very funny. But I'm not putting this. What do you take me for? Jesus. With friends like these, eh?
I got no idea what time we're on. No, I kind of didn't keep track of when we started.
Oh yeah, no, I'm good. I'm keeping an eye on things.
Yeah.
So, which was your waifu?
You know,
was it also Mio Dio Jo Sama?
I've been in that kind of fucking relationship before.
Yeah,
like fucking wheeling around in a fucking cart.
Is this the French bee, the French lassie? Bee. Wait, wheeling around a cart? You were pulling a cart for a bitch?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, a little carrying around in a sedan chair, you know. Yeah. So like, I was getting through coats like nobody's business. Like whenever we came across a puddle, I'd throw it down.
No, at the front, the French bitch, she was. She paid for my shit.
Yeah. That's the benefit.
And then she'd go, and then if I can be fucked, she'd be like, "It will take heroin if you don't come here now." It will take more heroin.
Was this bitch Nico? Was that the trick? Was that the impetus?
Yeah, I'd let Nico step on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that. Mm. Could you, with all of the anime that you've seen so far, do you feel like you could categorize the types that you've seen?
Categorize the types that I've seen?
Yeah. So Elsie, for example, what type does she represent?
Which one was Elsie?
The little sister.
The magical girl.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's the thing, right?
Well, I sort of gave it away. She's the little sister. That's her like her main moe trait.
I noticed that they built like cat ears into that the pop star bitch's hair.
She's got
some kind of cat type.
Yeah.
You told me about fox type before.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think, was there a fox type in this one?
Not in this one. Yeah. No. Kitsuneme, that's, she was the teacher in Keijo. She was a fox type. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's Keijo again?
Hip whip girl.
God, we watched some trash. No wonder I'm falling back on Finnish art, grim Finnish art house dry comedies.
I'm sorry, I've driven you into the arms of art films.
Fucking, you can't be paying a movie subscription just to fucking,
clean the taste of anime out of your mouth. Just to clean the anime deep throating you've been having.
Yeah.
Wash it out with Finnish vodka.
Oof.
So what did you think of the so all of these girls, they're like possessed by a demon, and they have to fall in love with Kema to have the demon expelled, but the demon also represents in these girls insecurity or an emotional barrier that they're unable to overcome without being manipulated by an incel. For example, the sporty girl.
Well, he's a volcel, let's be real.
He's a king, actually. He's the Rizzler. The sporty girl, she's on the track team, but her upperclassmen dislike her because they think she's arrogant. Mm-hmm. and full of herself, and she ran a really good time, and now they feel threatened by her, so she deliberately sets up an accident to make it look like she breaks her ankle so she doesn't have to run into big meat.
She does.
Yeah, that was a touching storyline, don't you think?
No. But carry on.
I thought it was affecting. The Ojo-sama, the queenly lady, she pretends to be rich because of some misplaced daddy issues.
See, I maybe I fell asleep a bit at the start of that one. Because I don't remember, or at the end of the one before that, because I don't remember, why is she poor again?
Oh, well, her dad dies.
Yeah.
And being a 15-year-old girl, she is incapable of anything, let alone maintaining a Japanese keiretsu empire. So, of course, they fall into poverty immediately.
Right. Okay. I see.
Yeah, yeah. No, just
not, they couldn't logically. They couldn't be a steward to the throne.
I'm not sure. Well, he didn't sire any male heirs. You see, there's a fucking crisis in Japan. It's the scientific term for that. She's impoverished now that her dad is gone, and she believes she has to maintain this appearance of regality. Otherwise, she'd be dishonoring her father's a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's the idol girl that I wanted to focus on for a moment here.
You wanted to focus on it, did you?
Yeah. Can we have a close look at the idol? Can we take a deeply serious moment to look at the 15-year-old idol, please?
As long as you're deeply serious about it.
I am deeply serious.
Yeah,
I'm so serious right
now. Yeah,
yeah.
What are you taking a good look at?
Her personality.
Her personality. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not some sort of creep. Jesus.
No. But I would never accuse you of being some sort of creep.
No. What? Good.
Some sort of sick pervert.
Good. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would be unfounded.
Yeah.
That would be deeply.
There is zero evidence either in character or deed to possibly suggest the remote chance that you are a sick fuck, as they would, as others might say, but I would never say.
Could you stop being deeply unserious for a moment, please? This is very deeply unserious. Where did that phrase come from? I hate it so much.
Oh, you were memeing.
Okay, this is getting too unserious for me, Josh. So her arc is one where
you talk about a rock, okay? Yeah, I saw a rock.
I can't handle the unseriousness on display here. So she meets up with Katsuragi, and she becomes extremely annoyed by the fact that he doesn't recognize her, mm-hmm. For being an idol,
mm-hmm.
and is compelled to do rooftop performances for him just to grab his attention for whatever mm-hmm. reason. You think it's just like a result of powerful neg vibes, just being a neg king?
Mm-hmm. He is the neg king.
Yeah.
The only bitch he doesn't get, oh no, the first two bitches he doesn't get through Negan.
Yeah,
he gets through being a fucking creep.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 being a fucking doormat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other two he gets through, yeah, pure.
So
for being a real nigger.
When Katsuragi doesn't pay attention to her. She suddenly becomes transparent. She like becomes invisible, mm-hmm. and she feels that like no one sees her. That her status as an idol mm-hmm. is in question. But she's got billboards all over town. She's mm-hmm. doing adverts. She's filled out a 10,000 capacity stadium.
She has indeed. Yeah.
So what is the complex? What is the impulse that makes her believe this one person doesn't notice me, therefore I am completely invalidated? What is that? What do you think?
There's no rationality behind it. She's a dog-brained whore.
We bring our own rationality. Bring your own rationality.
Well, why does a dog love sausages? There's no reason for it.
Why does a
infatuated by sausages?
Why does a Jewish person on their deathbed long for salam?
Mm, yeah. Well, no,
it's like a Zen koan. It's interesting. I'm going to be pondering that for a while. That's maybe it's a question that doesn't necessarily need an answer. Maybe
are you asking why bitches be irrational? Is that what you're really asking me?
Why bitches be like that? Tell me. I got stood up today.
You got stood up today.
I was gonna go out on one last hurrah, mm-hmm. arrange a date for today, and then before we met up, just a couple of hours before, she told me she was ill, mm-hmm. and she couldn't show up. And then today, as I was cycling to your place, I saw her on the road being sprightly and alive. At least I think it was her. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh,
but
my
like,
God, you should have fucking spat in her fucking face.
Why, Joss? Why? Why? Why do bitches be as bitches be?
I mean, she didn't owe you an explanation, but
no,
she just said I'm not feeling that. No. Not like,
yeah, no, like I don't hold it against anyone if they have to like come up with a fib if they're not feeling it. They can do that. They can.
But at least have the decency to hide in fucking shame in the dark in your squalid little pussy pad.
It's gonna make me feel bad still, but. Mm.
They've been quite cruel to you this time around, really, haven't they?
I think, you know, partially it's deserved.
You should have been cruel first.
No, I think it was. I think I was, Josh.
Okay. Yeah,
I think it's partially deserved. Yeah,
yeah,
no. I didn't bring my A game. I didn't bring like an interested Lawrence. I didn't bring the person that wanted to get to know people that wanted to like share connection, meaningful moments, or like just a bit of empathy between people lost in this a frightening world that grows more frightening as the days pass. I was just. I'm in the middle of a bit of a self-loathing. This was about ego. This was about self-interest. This was about
you wanted to get pussy for seeing if you could do it.
Yeah, yeah. Just making sure that my dick can still get hard for shit. And
oh, the real retribution would have been for that to have not have have you been visited by old man Melty?
Old man Melty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think I have. Who's...
You've never not been able to get it up.
Oh, is that like a? Oh, is I've never heard this saying before.
That's because I made it up,
right? No, that's never been a major concern for me.
But no, not a major concern, but it must have happened once, right?
Yeah, sure. Like I'll have some moments where the cock dips out. But that's when you start eating ass.
And, oh yeah.
and then you're right back at it. But it was never like soft when I needed it to be hard initially. So
I had it on a grinder me once. It was like that fucking self, like, you know, self-loathing like grinder thing. And, like, some guy came over and started sucking my dick, and I just was not coming. Was not.
You weren't getting hard?
I was not getting hard.
No.
And I was like, you should probably catch up. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. Fair dues. Fair play. No worries if not. No, even when I was on SSRIs, I was still getting it long and strong.
No, with SSRIs, I was too long and too strong. I started not being able to come.
Yeah. That's been the thing for me. It's not busting. Yeah. But
which isn't actually a good thing. Like there comes a certain point where like you're both fucking sick of it.
Yeah, no, I've had bitches pissed at me.
Yeah.
They were like, "Where the fuck is my nut?" They were angry at me.
Yeah. When you're a teenager, you think that's the fucking dream.
No, never did I imagine I'd have like a bitch fucking angry at me for not coming. Mm. Like, what? I can still keep going. Chill. Like, no, I came here for nut.
You better to nut quick than to fucking take not be able to nut or take too fucking long to nut. Better to nut quick. And they're like, oh, you're so passionate.
Damn, what? Pussy was too tight. Pussy was too yanking. Why are your pussy so yanking? That is the world that God only knows. That's the dick gods, the no busting God.
No busting God. No bust God.
So what's your overall take on the anime, Joss? Did you like it? Did you hate it?
You ever listen to that album, No Bus Deep Web? did I like God Only Knows? I didn't really like it. It was alright.
Yeah. If you had to attach a score to it, perhaps. quantify mm-hmm. your dislike.
I'd say it was a 15-minute bust.
15-minute bust?
Yeah.
That seems pretty good.
It was right. Yeah.
15 minutes.
No, then that's the ideal. That's the ideal bust.
Yeah, no, I think that's, yeah, that's
15 minutes, the ideal bust.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. Not including like before and afters. Yeah. You know, 15-minute bust. Yeah, no, it's a 15-minute bust.
Okay, yeah. All right, so I won't take this as an L then.
No, I didn't take it as an L. It was okay.
All right.
So I liked it. The ambiguity ended on the ending. The ending few things.
Oh, the ending was great.
It just goes into a real coda.
Yeah.
A coda where this is something different from the main body of the work, but it's leading to a. Yeah, it was a good coda. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, all right. Well, I guess my curating game is still strong, but you've given me a challenge here, Joss, since you're into the fucking art films now. You got the movie subscription, and you're watching fucking Finnish people.
I've watched, like, how many films of his have I watched?
Not having sex.
How many of his have I watched in the past?
You want to advertise your Letterboxd on the...
No, I don't
know. No. You've been watching what's this Finnish guy's name?
Aki Kusamaki.
Right.
Kusamaki. And I've watched
black and white films about people.
Two, they're not black
not
and white.
Busting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't think they have color in Finland.
Right? 7. I've watched 7 of his films in the past 2 weeks. They're fucking fantastic.
All right. Next question. How many POCs were in those films?
The one I told you I watched today was about an asylum seeker from Syria.
Hoisted.
He wrote Yehet Lahain, which
oh,
is
right.
yeah, which is
yeah.
You know, about migrants in a port. Once Finland started opening up, once black actors were available, that they began there's a sort of a young black boy who sort of acts as a witness to what's going on, and that in fact saves the protagonist in a what film is that? So hang on.
Damn, thought I got you.
Lights in the Dark. Sorry for Lights in the Dark, my review of Lights in the Dark. Cripes. There is nothing to smile about in this one. Familiar Kusamaki themes of bureaucratic indifference, finding solidarity in the lowest of places, and a fool with hope. Familiar imagery, too. The story's turning point is signaled by a thunderstorm. The protagonist is left bloodied and beaten in an industrial wasteland at his lowest point. And this is a common thread amongst every single Kusamaki film I've seen, except for the one I saw today. But this time, the story is told with coldness and brutality. If the hero, or anti-hero, I guess, not because he's a bad man, but because he's so utterly pathetic, is to experience redemption, then it is not during the duration of this film. Is the ending hopeful, or is it the beginning of a new chapter of suffering? Does the protagonist even feel suffering? He seems to know his place as the lowliest dog so well that he barely flinches every time he's kicked. The hungry dog found redemption, though, so maybe there is hope for our security guard, because the young black boy who witnesses this all going on saves this... rescues this hungry dog, and it looks much healthier at the end. He also rescues the man by finding the bitch that's into him when he gets fuzzed up.
All right. Black people are pathetic dogs.
This character is a white Finnish man, and the dog is a dog, and the young black boy is a young black boy.
All right. Well, I watch anime. Okay. So
moron.
All right. Well, since you're in your cinephile arc, emphasis on the file, I thought for our next anime adventure, we're going to watch something that might catalyze that interest. We're going to watch Millennium Actress.
Mm. It's another one of that guy's, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's do that.
All right.
Yeah. We're going to bang this too, aren't we?
Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, so we'll see you later today and next week.
Hell yeah. You've been listening to Anime Now.
Okay.
And the email is anime.goblinoid@gmail.com. On Twitter, we're AnimeNow69. On X, I should say, shout outs to Daddy Musk for reinstating Joss's account. Thank you kindly. we're on the fucking charts. We're number 3 on the fucking charts. We're coming after Trash Taste. Fuck y'all. Your career is fucking over. The careerists are moving.
I never even listened to that show.
me neither.
Well, you didn't do a bit of market research?
No, I'm afraid I've listened to quite a bit of their stuff. It's gonna really? Be it's gonna be a challenge to.
Is it trash?
It's pretty awful. It's
garbage.
It's
I haven't listened to
compulsive garbage.
I checked a couple of seconds of like a couple of different ones. I didn't check out that one. But like, it's fucking morons, man. Fucking losers.
We'll fit right in.
Fucking loser takes.
We're going
loser
to
takes
fit right
loser
in.
Shit. What do you think about blah blah? Oh, she's so sweet. She's my waifu. Oh, I'd eat her feet.
Yeah, and I'm just like nodding and stroking my chin. Yes, yes.
Yeah, smoking your chinus.
Accurate.
Stroking your chinus.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's make our chinuses to this Millennium Actress shit.
It's stroking time.
Stroking time.
Fellas, it's stroking time.
Bye now.